Downtown Holyoke, yeah. And East Longmeadow too. Fran O'Connell has been a business owner and a resident of Holyoke. Of course, he's run for mayor before. It's good to see you.
Yes, good to see you guys.
Now you are not going to run for mayor again.
No. I have my bodyguard here to make sure that I do not say that I am even remotely thinking about running for mayor.
Because you restored your sanity? Is that why?
You are exactly correct. Yeah. You know, that was almost a knee-jerk reaction. You know, I saw that my town was in trouble. There really wasn't anybody that I saw stepping up to run. And I'm a big complainer. Like, mm-hmm. I've noticed you guys kind of do a little bit of that yourselves. Mm-hmm. And it was like, either put up or shut up. So I honestly, literally walked down to City Hall and pulled papers without telling anyone. Walked into my house and asked my wife, you know, can I get these filled out? And she gave me the green light, and we were off to the races.
Now, I forget. Did you get enough signatures to get... on the on the ballot?
The first time, yeah. Obviously. Oh, okay. Yeah, but this time I pulled papers and...
Oh, this time,
yeah,
sorry.
This time, yeah, I just, for various reasons, family, you know, personal and other reasons, just decided that it's not really the right time for me.
So you said, instead, I'll write a song about the city.
Yeah. The main reason I went into politics is I do have an inherent love for my city, and try to translate that into some political action. I was not successful. And I still have that same passion and love. And I said, let me do something positive for our town and write an upbeat sort of jingle to hopefully be like an anthem that sings our praises. So.
Now, as a result of that, from what I've heard, Alex Morris is actually putting together a band.
I can't wait to hear what it's called. What are you thinking?
I'm not thinking that far ahead.
I think the two of us, we better serve not making an idea.
Yeah.
So
I would love to be like a backup singer if there's any openings for that.
Well, yeah. You know, we have to hear your song first, I think, before we decide whether or not you should be a singer.
Okay.
Right. Well, I do have it. If you want to, should we play it?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
All right. This is Fran O'Connell and I Believe.
Boss man coming and take our school. Said, fall in line, boys. Mind the rules. They think we're nothing but factory fools. And next they'll be coming for all. I believe in Holyoke. I believe we ain't no joke. I believe it's in our hands. I believe time to take the stand. No more hiding behind the smoke.
I believe in Holyoke. I believe we ain't no joke. I believe it's in.
Fran O'Connell. And I Believe in Holyoke. That's very, very cool. And the video, David Horgan directed with you, right?
The same guy who produced the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air video.
For, really?
Will Smith. Yeah, and he did some stuff with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And he's living up in Northampton. He's a personal friend of mine, and he helped me out on this.
Now, are you a country music fan? Is that what made you decide to do a country music kind of song?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got back from Nashville. Recorded my second CD down there with my good buddy Jamie Kent.
You actually, a second CD?
Yeah.
You've actually recorded other music before?
Yes, I have. And I'm very surprised that you haven't heard of my first CD, which features a song called Black Jesus.
Oh, you got to check that out. Yeah.
And very controversial. I was accused of being a racist during the election. But it's actually a very, inclusive song. And it's amazing.
Did you think in an effort to reach out to the core of Holyoke, maybe doing a rap tune?
Yes, I'm actually current. Me and Amanda are working on that right now, and we're looking for a couple more participants. So during the break, maybe you can jump in.
Yeah, Amanda looks like a big rap fan.
She may be, but I wouldn't necessarily go to this well looking for inspiration. But you've had like 36, almost 40,000 views of the video. And you've had a bunch of downloads on iTunes, and it's available on both, right?
It is, and we have, I don't know if you can't see it on the radio, obviously, but we have I Believe t-shirts, and we're right in the middle of forming a foundation to try and figure out where to direct the proceeds for any of the sales of the song or the t-shirts, to benefit Holyoke.
May I, as a media member of long standing, without any real marketing knowledge, give you a bit of a tip on that?
Get a bigger t-shirt for myself?
Not at all. But I saw you wearing the shirt. I saw the word Holyoke. I didn't realize vertically along the H is I Believe.
Yeah.
It needs to stand out a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll take care of
that. Because I Believe is probably the more important message of those three words, and you should really bring that out.
It could have said, I believe in the Tooth Fairy too, but this he's speaking about Holyoke.
Yeah,
Holyoke stands out too.
But you got to know that it's that he believes in Holyoke. Are you still dissatisfied with the leadership in Holyoke?
Wow. I've really sort of tried to distance myself, but it's once you throw your hat in the ring, I'm now considered a politician. But I never think of myself that way. But I think, and if you listen to the words of the song, I think that, Holyoke over the past 40 years has put a lot of blind faith into our leaders, whether they're our city council or our mayors, in our civic organizations. And I think, we have such a great town and so many assets that we really need to sort of take it back and take control, and more people need to step up and not just hand off the decision making and in where the city's going to go to our elected officials. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Well, no, it really does not.
But what is it about Holyoke that you think shows so much promise? Because I mean, your reputation's like of Springfield or the larger cities in the area.
Yeah.
You kind of get a bad rap, but you're absolutely right. I mean, there are great parts of every city, and a lot of things that are exciting as far as things that are going on or things that are being promised. And what is it about Holyoke that you're so intrigued by?
Well, I personally love being in that city. I live there. I've pretty much lived there my entire life. If you look at the geography, we have beautiful Mount Tom. We have a river that runs through our town. There's no other community in Western Massachusetts that has their own hydroelectric dam. We have such potential and such, we have an ability to be self-directed, but yet we have continued to sort of let others, the state, the federal government, sort of dictate the direction that our town is going in. So that's what I'm excited about. Holyoke was founded by industrialists, and we've gone so far away from that. Right now it's pretty much running on the economy of poverty. We have, and I'm not knocking, non-for-profits or social service agencies, but you cannot jam every single one of them into one town. You cannot have subsidized housing, low-income housing in concentrated areas and expect success. Poverty breeds more poverty. Education, it suffers. Health suffers. So that's my biggest problem, is that I think we need like a more diverse economy.
Well, yeah. I think one of the good things that the Holyoke has been able to do over the, over probably well over a decade now, is to get rid of two of its worst reputational beliefs. That was that the city was famous for house fires, and or not house fires, but any fires. I mean, there was, it was always like there was always a fire going on in Holyoke, yeah. And also eliminating the shower an hour. I think that probably probably also helped a little bit as well.
I knew we met somewhere else.
No, actually, I'd never been in that club, but I do remember the references to a shower an hour. Yeah.
But you know, for all the people that may say, "Well, I don't know if I want to go down to Holyoke," how many people go down to the road race every year and wind up having like the greatest time all year long?
Yeah,
I mean that's turned out to be like considering a road race is starting to almost overshadow the parade in size and grandeur, is really saying something about that event.
Not to mention the fact we're allowed to go to the road race.
Right.
We're not allowed at the parade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, we've been banned from the parade for years.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, the Vatican that runs it has always had a problem with us and our opinions of them. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there's that. Friday nights I go up to the Summit View. I got to tell you something. When you get out of that downtown area, particularly that trip up Route 5, it amazes me how many really nice-looking houses and neighborhoods there are in that city.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
West Holyoke, there's several horse farms. You know, again, the Route 5 up into Northampton, the Riverview there is fantastic. We have two golf courses in Holyoke that a lot of people don't know about. I got to give a shout-out to the folks at Wyckoff Country Club, where I just started golfing this year. And I got to just a little segue. You made fun of one of my good friends up there. His name is Donnie Mann, for getting a hole in one and no one witnessed it.
Yeah.
And they're still talking about it up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
About him getting a hole in one or about me making fun of him?
Both.
Oh.
But it wasn't witnessed. And the funny thing about it is I actually had a hole in one just the other day, unwitnessed. But
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I didn't want to say anything about it. But
that's amazing. Yeah, about 30 years ago, I was playing golf with Kim Jong-un's father, and it amazed me. He got a hole in one like on every hole.
It's amazing how that happened.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really how to keep his head down.
It's really going around.
So what is next now that you've done the Holyoke song? Would you get other plans to record more?
You know, I just got back from Nashville, and one of the key songs on there is called Paper City, and it's about Holyoke, and it's a little more gritty. It's about the good, bad, and the ugly of Holyoke, but you know, we all have those different attributes, and our city is the same. A lot of positive things, some negative things, but mostly it's just a great place to live, do business, and raise a family.
I'm not sure if you have a campaign consultant or if you're just doing this all on your own, but I will say you have done it in the proper order. The running for mayor, then the thinking about running for mayor, and then not running for mayor, and then the putting out of a country song about the city was the perfect order.
Oh, thank you.
Because I think
much,
if
John.
You'd have done the song first, they wouldn't have even allowed you to have the nomination papers.
Yeah, that's true.
You're insulting the guy.
Yeah, well, no, I'm actually praising him for his good timing.
I'm
just saying, if it were the other way around, you would have been committing political suicide.
Well, my photograph is up in City Hall. As if you see this guy trying to enter
the
building,
right. Don't let him in.
Let him in.
That's funny, because our picture's up. If you see these guys trying to get it to the parade, don't let them in.
This comes from the guy that once bought Danny Soskovic's greatest hits.
Well, I was one of them.
Right.
But so anyway, Fran, so are you looking to have more of a musical career then? Is that the direction you're going?
You know, none of us are getting any younger. You know, I've run a business for 30 years, raised a family, and I used to play basketball. My body, look at it. I mean, it broke down. So I love being sort of in a team arena. Mm-hmm. So having a band has sort of, you know, replaced that. That need, and I musicians have been so welcoming to me. I have no business actually stepping on a stage. I started playing guitar when I was 51, but the musicians in Western Massachusetts have been so welcoming to me and have taught me and nurtured me. And
But you also sold out the Franny O show at the Iron Horse back in April. So
yes.
It's not like you're not hitting a nerve or catching on.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very kind.
So what's next? Gillette Stadium.
I don't
Big
know.
Big tour?
I don't know. Let's talk. Let's set something up. But in all seriousness, thank you so much for playing that song. I really feel like I've made it now. My music has been played on Rock 102.
Well, and unfortunately, yes. Most of the stuff that gets played on Rock 102 is unlistenable. So that at least was something different.
Well, not true. Franny O'Connell, we appreciate you coming in
today. You guys are the best.
Thank you
so much.
Best of luck again. The song, I believe, available on iTunes and also through your Facebook page, too. I believe it on YouTube.
Thanks, Bax.
Awesome. It's 821 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. Now-